we've won already. If I was the globalist, I would be not sleeping so well in their beds.
Every single patient who's been hospitalized with COVID on the COVID floor in the last 2 months have been people who have had both their shots.
What do we want?
Freedom!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Freedom!
When do we want it?
Now!
When I see people say, we wouldn't be alive without vaccines, I was like, then how did we live the first several thousand years of our existence?
Folks, I would have never thought we would see large talk shows defending President Trump, but we will today. Yes, we discussed this years ago, but wasn't sure how it was going to occur. The mainstream media is already after the minds of the folks, preparing them to lose another election. We'll see that. Fourth PSYOP group is out their amazing video again for this information war playing out. It's good. We're going to see that. The exposure of the jab is happening from New York Times out of all places. How the immigrant issue continues to wake people up in different cities. And I've got a good old song for you at the end. Really nice one with a motivational poem. So you want to stick around for that as we go through this today. Hope you had a good weekend. Let's get to this. Well, folks, just a reminder, wanted to let you know August 11th through 18th, we have the amazing cruise in Alaska. All of us, we're going to celebrate our faith and our country with other great patriots as we sail through some of the most amazing scenery in America. We're traveling on a 5-star luxury cruise line with phenomenal cuisine, top-notch service, and all the amenities aboard the beautiful Holland America line Westerdam. And I'm going to show you this here. I was aboard one of these, and I tell you what, the dining room experience was phenomenal. The Pinnacle Grill is available. They have the Canaletto. They have the Lido Market where you just go up and you basically walk around and you find the food that you want and stack it up. And they have a dive-in. Casual poolside grill serves up the best burgers at sea. They got 24-hour room service and more. It's a phenomenal thing. And they've got all these different rooms, the ocean views, the verandas, the inside views, and more. And I just want to encourage you, if you're thinking about it, jump aboard. We're going to hang out together and have a blast.
Of 2024, bottom line.
Well, at the end of the day, the 47th president of the United States will be President Donald Trump, and I'm excited to give back to low inflation, low unemployment.
Wait, Senator, yes or no? Yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024 no matter who wins?
That is my statement.
But is it just yes or no? Will you accept the election results of 2024?
I look forward to President Trump being the 47th president. Kristen, you could ask him multiple times.
Senator, just a yes or no answer.
So the American people, the American people will make the decision.
But I don't hear you committing
for President Trump. That's that clear.
I don't hear you committing to the election results.
Here's the challenge.
Will you commit to accepting the election results?
This is why so many Americans believe that NBC is an extension of the Democrat Party. At the end of the day, I've said what I've said. I know that the American people, their voices will be heard. And I believe that President Trump will be our next president. It's that simple.
It's that simple. She wouldn't stop. So what do you think she learns how to do this, folks? How do you think she gathers the ability to look straight in the camera and constantly ask the same question over and over again? Where do they get their training? And we've talked about this in the past, and many of you are probably answering, and you've answered well and said the CIA. Well, most of these guys are trained. Most of these guys are from the CIA. We had that explanation given to us decades ago where they admitted that seminaries were infiltrated. That's right, pastors from the CIA. And they infiltrated through media. And they train them on how to just constantly ask this question over and over again. Are you going to accept the results of the 2024 election? See, they're preparing you 6 months out for what they want to play out, no matter what, in their cheating schemes to have a victory. In the meantime, ABC News, Well, they're putting out the stats again.
And Biden seems to be struggling with key demographic groups that he would need to win and win big if he stands a chance of being reelected.
John, there is significant softness in the support for Joe Biden among core Democrats. In this poll, he's carrying black voters by 61 points. Well, that sounds like a lot, but he carried them by 84 points back in 2020. Latino voters, a very slight Biden edge in this poll, but it was a 21-point advantage in the exit polls back in 2020. And among younger voters under 30, we're actually seeing Trump with a slight edge. That was a big win for Biden last time around. It's particularly stark to see that difference among voters of color. Black voters under age 50, far less likely in this poll to say they're supporting Joe Biden than older black voters.
Oh, is that right? So these stats are always out there, and I look at them and say, let's change those just a little bit. Biden plus 61%, right? No, I think it's probably, let's cut that in half to 30% since they lie all the time. Let's see, Hispanics probably at the plus 20% for Trump, and the under 30s probably a plus 40%. Yeah. Just taking wild guess because these guys, they know how to lie. They know how to destroy America, the mainstream media. You head over to other places like this weekend, President Trump was actually at Formula One Miami Grand Prix, and he got a pretty good reception there. Pretty good. It's a loud audience. It's almost like they're having a rally. So is this working out? Well, let's see. President Trump actually said, happy to report that Kim Godwin, head of ABC, has resigned. Could it be the unfair reporting on everything Trump? In any event, good riddance. Hopefully somebody else will be able to control George Slapidopoulos and the rest of the fake news thugs over at ABC. Best wishes, Kim. Oh, are folks waking up because of the media? Yeah, it's a positive, folks. Here's more for you.
I'm not afraid to admit when I'm wrong. In fact, I'd rather know the truth, even if it means that I'm wrong. And so with that, I'll say the media played me. They played me really good. See, I was a Bernie Sanders supporter. I loved Bernie. Because for once I saw a politician who actually cared about the people, and I was going to vote for him until something really weird happened, and they totally bulldozed him. Honestly, I didn't want to vote for Trump either because it seemed like he was just in there for no reason. He just got in Bernie's way. So when he did become president, I was really confused because I saw the news talking about how he played too much golf and was firing people in the White House left and right for no reason and talking about what a horrible person he was. And so I started to think this too, for no reason at all. And I couldn't understand why he wanted to be president or was even in there for the first place at all. But I just came to the conclusion that he was just an egotistical guy and he just wanted it for clout. But March 2020 happened and I needed some answers because something bad was going down. And I needed to know who the good guys were. So I remember looking online to see who the good guys could be because I was panicking and who could be on the people's side. And I tried to stay calm and I looked around. Mark Zuckerberg, are you him? Are you a good guy? Like, who's the good guy here? And what's really going on? I needed answers really bad. And I was just watching everybody. I watched Donald Trump speak live every single day in his news briefings. And then I saw the news afterwards and how they totally spun his words out of control. You see, I was watching him to see if he was lying or being manipulative. And in my opinion, he just acted like a businessman, straightforward, direct. This is what's happening. This is how we're going to fix it. I saw him being positive and logical, and I didn't see any fear mongering in him. That came from other people making predictions that seemed really illogical and too far out into the future with no basis at all. I mean, I saw who the real players were and how they were trying to use fear to play a game on me. So it was really hard to accept that when that Trump could be like a good guy, because I watched a lot of SNL and they made fun of Trump. And the news obviously was heavy on the fact that he was not a trustworthy person. So I will admit that in the near mention of the word Trump just triggered me pretty bad. I did not like Trump at all. But around March 2020, I started talking to my friend and he said he was in there for a reason, to help our country and to protect freedom. And that's when it all clicked. And I felt so much better about what was going on because it wasn't anything bad. It was actually something really good, even though it looked really scary. I looked more into Trump's character and his background, and I just couldn't find anything. I had no idea why I hated the guy in the first place. So, yeah, I got played, and I never thought I would say this, but I absolutely love Trump. I love him so much. He's a hero in my book, one of my favorite people. And in my opinion, he's going down as the greatest president in American history.
Mm-hmm. Depends on who's writing history, right? If you go back and look at our history, everything we've been told, we're starting to find more and more people on social media admitting we've been lied to about everything. Everything. Go back and look at the world wars, World War I, World War II. Look at every detail that they told us. Do your own research. You're going to find out a lot of stuff. Tell you what. And this ad was taken off of Google. They couldn't handle it.
Hello, I'm with the Biden campaign.
Yeah, yeah, I voted for Biden last time.
That's fantastic.
Is it? Everything costs more. Food, gas, rent.
Okay, but Biden's helping pay rent for newcomers to America from around the world.
You mean illegal immigrants? I'm struggling to pay my bills, but Biden's paying rent for illegals? They get handouts and I'm paying for it.
But Biden can still count on your vote, right?
Things were better before Biden. I'm voting for Trump.
Make America Great Again, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
She didn't look too happy. She's actually doing pretty good. The guy on the phone's not very good, but anyway, she's showing her ability to be very, very upset for sure. So let's head over to Ms. Donna Thoughts. 6 months ago, when the indictments came down, my 77-year-old mom said, "Orange man, bad. He can never win because he was indicted." I said, "Wait and see." Since the New York City trial began, mom is furious every day. She says this is like a Soviet-Russia trial. She says it has to stop. I agree with her and tell her there is only one thing that will stop the communists: win the election. I've heard those say that boomers are moving towards Trump now. Do you think they are thinking the same thing my mom is thinking? They remember Soviet show trials. It's not just the Soviet show trials, as Rasmussen posted today, is also the protests. Boomers remember the 60s protests, but this is different. For anyone that lived through 9/11, the keffiyeh has a distinct meaning: terrorist. Dressing George Washington in a keffiyeh was probably the worst decision ever. Couple that with the fact that the pro-Hamas protesters are in the minority, not a good mix. Gen Z is standing up. People don't like what they see. That's right. And so when I head over to all of these protests, I had it for later, I'll show you now. The pro-Palestinian protesters are backed by a surprising source: Biden's biggest donors. You got to be kidding me. Yeah, some of those that were outspoken, they include Gates, Soros, Rockefeller, and Pritzker, according to a Politico analysis. The puppet masters are out there also. Let's see. We've got the professional protesters unmasked: elementary school teacher, costume designer, Palestinian store owner, among adults who infiltrated the student demo. I wonder how much they got paid. Yeah, their ages range from 30s to one man who is 59, and none are enrolled at the college. The University of Texas learned Tuesday that out of the 79 people arrested on the campus, 45 had no affiliation with UT Austin. The university shared in a statement Tuesday, "These numbers validate our concern that much of this disruption on campus over the past week has been orchestrated by people from outside the university, including groups with ties to escalating protests at other universities around the country." Julian Reyes, member 15, is a well 55, is a well-known Austin ankle biter and fixture at pretty much every local protest. And then we go back and remember who Soros was, basically a big fan of Soros right here from the most evil woman on the earth.
"Not enough for America's future that some participate and others don't. We have been given an extraordinary blessing. And at this moment in time, our country needs us. And we need people like George Soros, who is fearless and willing to step up when it counts. So please join me in welcoming George Soros."
Yeah. Oh, yeah, old Hillary herself.
It is the first time that I feel that I need to stand up and do something really and become really engaged in the electoral process.
Oh, is that right? Get really engaged in that process, uh-huh. Been at it for years, doing all he can to destroy our country. Admitted that it's the toughest country he's ever had to deal with. Protected by God Almighty, he's trying to play God. It's not working out. This evil man, hopefully we'll see him placed in his treason garments someday would be nice. You know, they're after us in our elections. They also want to destroy our bodies and more. Here's something to help. Folks, you're having trouble sleeping, you're having some headaches and some more things going on with you physically in your body, you don't know what's going on, you probably something with your cell phones or Wi-Fi or other electronic devices like 5G causing you problems. Well, there's a product from Fix the World Morocco that will help you out. They have devices that have composites of shungite, steel, iron oxide, and brass powders all encased in an epoxy resin. When the resin cures, it creates a piezoelectric effect that emits a field of healthy life-preserving energy called orgone. Well, this energy field was discovered, studied by late scientist Dr. Reich, and there are fascinating studies around orgone energy that were included in the research documentation section of their website. Well, when used in your environment, the devices they created transform the harmful energy given off by electromagnetic frequencies or EMFs that come from 5G, your cell phones, Wi-Fi, electronic devices into healthy, life-preserving energy. Many people have become sensitive to EMFs, which can cause a number of health issues. You got to use these products in your environment. They can protect you from EMF toxicity and help to restore a harmonious environment that aids in better health and well-being. We've got it. Folks, I'm sleeping better. I used to have pain in the middle top part of my head. It's gone since I received these products. I have them on my phone. I have them all over my house now. It is helping me so much with pain relief, growth in plants. It actually helps with food preservation, better mental clarity, and overall calming effect. Go in the description box below, ftwproject.com/REF/532. I know that's a lot to say, but just go below this video, below the podcast, click on that link, and order your products today, folks. You will not be disappointed. Well, of course, we've got the New York Times putting out the gallows humor and talk of escape. Trump's possible return rattles the Capitol. In Washington dinner parties, dark jokes abound about where to go into exile if President Trump reclaims the White House. Yep, they're realizing that bad things could happen to them because of the crimes they've committed. And even old Robert De Niro out there on the Hollyweird side says the quiet part out loud.
Now we're watching him. 10 blocks from where we are right now, sitting in a courtroom as a criminal defendant. What do you think about that?
I think of how absurd it is. And this might be the one case where that could be it for him. It's a state case. It's the least important in many ways. And yet it's the one that could be tried and finished in a well enough time for people to just take that in.
Oh, let's see. It's the one case that could be finished in time to sway public opinion before the election. Thanks for acknowledging. This is the election interference there. Old Robert, crimes against children, De Niro. Evil, evil, evil. Let's see what else some folks had to say about all this.
They're charging Trump with the idea that by buying off this story, it would influence an election. Hillary Clinton paid for that opposition research, which was a bunk.
Yeah.
Paid for it, mislabeled the payment. Gave it to her attorney, who then slipped it to the FBI in a meeting that he said wasn't for his client, and then billed her for that. He went to trial, Michael Sussman, in D.C., gets acquitted because politics is what it is.
Weird.
I won't put the racial side in it, but, you know, the man caught with a gun in his hand, acquitted. The man who was never even there, but they said he did it, kill him.
Yeah.
And the crowd cheers. It's not just double standards, it's lawlessness.
One question,
to end on a positive note, how do you feel about the Supreme Justice, like, you know, the Supreme Court?
We had the immunity arguments, the oral arguments last week, which I live streamed commentated.
Yep.
I was not as encouraged based on the oral arguments as other people were. It's not, I'm not playing Monday morning quarterback or backseat lawyer. I think that the lawyer for Trump made some concessions during that that I wouldn't have made, that certain allegations in some of the indictments were purely private acts, which necessarily means there will be no immunity whatsoever.
So going a step further, I was shocked when I told you earlier. We had some pretty big shows. Dr. Phil's got a big, pretty big following. And he breaks his silence on this Trump trial.
We have 12 people sitting in a box in New York that are deciding a case that no 12 people in American history have ever been asked to decide. And that is, should a former president of the United States and a current candidate for president of the United States go to jail? I don't think any American, president or otherwise, should be above the law. Absolutely do not believe that. I don't know the facts of this case, so I can't give you my opinion on whether or not Donald Trump is guilty of violating some New York law or not. I think this case took a long, long time to put together. And it seems to me that there are serious problems with this case. We're not talking about treason. We're not talking about murder. We're not talking about something that everybody agrees that if the actual crime was committed, that absolutely this person should be in jail. The debate is whether a crime has even been committed. And I think that muddies the waters a whole lot. And so I think they've got a real tough time in finding their way through this path. And I think everything to make it clear to them what took place, I think every effort should be made to make this as clear to them as possible. I think law flows from good public policy and common sense. And I bet you that in the final analysis, this jury is going to have a conversation about, does it make common sense that what happened here is something that you would convict a president on or not? I think one element is, were there things done to influence an election? At one level, aren't all candidates supposed to be trying to influence the election? Then the question is, did they cheat to influence the election? And maybe that's what it'll boil down to.
Did they cheat to influence election? Good question there, Dr. Phil. Kind of good to see that out there, especially for those that don't want to pay attention to channels like this or other channels that might be doing the best they can to expose the evil. President Trump said Biden just indicted Henry Kuehler. Or Quellar, I guess that's his name, because the respected Democrat congressman wouldn't play Crooked Joe's open border game. He was for border control. So they said, quote, let's use the FBI and the DOJ to take him out. This is the way they operate. They're a bunch of DC thugs, and at some point, they will be paying a very big price for what they have done to our country. Crooked Joe Biden is a threat to democracy. He's the real threat when it comes to the threat of democracy, right? They use that word all the time. Ezra Cohen, speaking of all this that's been going on recently with the information war and more, he says, hey, the boys and girls at the 4th POG have released another hit, the Psy War here. It's amazing that Lisa May caught on to this FTA. For all of our information, Trump ordered the Department of Justice to hire Cohen, for those that don't know Ezra Cohen, who also goes by the last name Cohen-Watnick, as a national security advisor to then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions. He was a Defense Department official for a decade before Trump took office and was assigned to the U.S. Southern Command from 2010 to 2014, where he worked on countering drug trafficking, money laundering, and human trafficking networks. So he probably is fully aware of all these foundations that were put together to traffic children and Hollywood and more. And so we knew from this drop back when we had May 11th, 2020, basically a link to Bloomberg article about Ezra Cohen-Watnick. And it's like having all the pieces of the puzzle, but only after news unlocks can the puzzle, full picture, be put together. The full picture has been coming together day after day. So I wanted to show you this PSYOP, basically video that was put together for those that are watching your screen. For those listening, it's pretty cool. It says, I am a little man and this is a little town. But there must be a spark in little men that can burst into flame. John Steinbeck.
There are many people in the world who really don't understand. Freedom has many difficulties. But we have never had to put a wall up to keep our people in. Freedom is indivisible. And when one man is enslaved, all are not free.
Modern war has become a struggle for men's minds as well as for their bodies. Today we face an enemy who spends enormous sums of money and manpower all over the globe in an attempt to subvert the thinking of the people of the free world, to confuse, to divide, and ultimately to subjugate.
It is a contest unlike any we have ever faced in our history as a nation.
Contest for the minds and hearts of people around the world, all people.
When power corrupts, poetry cleanses. We must never forget that art is not a form of propaganda. It is a form of truth.
Psychologists find that control of emotion can be gained by understanding the stimulus response pattern.
Many everyday things become associated with these primary stimuli, partly by a process called conditioning.
It's a strange, shadowy world, the doctor's photograph, the misquotation, the insinuation, and the lie.
I think of fire in connection with emotion.
Cause, effect.
Says, do you believe Psy War in the power of words and ideas?
You've got to get a hold of yourself.
We will have to work together. You have to help.
We'll light our country and all who serve it. And the glow from that fire. And truly light the world.
Yes, in modern warfare, our military leaders are finding that words and ideas are highly effective weapons.
About that, huh? Very powerful. They want us to pay attention to this. And I tell you what, Fletch 17 said now that the fourth PSYOP group is mainstream, and Ezra Cohen just posted about it. Thought I'd post five truths from the fourth PSYOP group. Read closely. Number one, the right people. Humans are more important than hardware. People, not equipment, make the critical difference. The right people, highly trained and working as a team, will accomplish the mission with the equipment available. On the other hand, the best equipment in the world cannot compensate for a lack of the right people. How about quality is better than quantity? A small number of people, carefully selected, well-trained, and well-led are preferable to a larger number of troops, some of whom may not be up to the task. How about this one? Special operations forces cannot be mass-produced. It takes years to train operational units to the level of proficiency needed to accomplish difficult and specialized special operation force missions. Intense training both in the SOF schools and units, is required to integrate competent individuals into fully capable units. This process cannot be hastened without degrading ultimate capability. Competent special operations forces cannot be created after emergencies occur. Creation of competent, fully mission-capable units takes time. Employment of fully capable special ops capability on short notice requires highly trained and constantly available special operation force units in peacetime. And most special operations require non-special operation force support. The operational effectiveness of our deployed forces cannot be and never has been achieved without being enabled by our joint service partners. The support Air Force, Army, Navy, Marine Corps, Navy engineers, technicians, intelligence and analysts, and the numerous other professions that contribute to the Special Operation Forces have substantially increased our capabilities and effectiveness throughout the world. All of this playing out while we get comms all the time. Grasshopper showed us this. This drop President Trump put out with horrible job numbers just announced, a big miss from fake estimates. They should have asked me to give the forecast. Biden is destroying our country. Amazing that President Trump would say that, because at 8:50 is when he dropped it. Biden's destroying our country. The 8:50 drop says, learn double meanings, news unlocks the map. Why is steel so important? S-T-E-E-L. S-T-E-E-L. Expand your thinking. Well, you head over to steel. Steel's important to the Defense Department for weapons, planes, ships, tanks, satellites, etc. What if the steel was used for military-grade projects was made inferior by our enemies as a method to weaken us? America's been sold to the highest bidder, has been weakened on purpose. The depths of their treason is unimaginable, pure evil. Hell on earth, and they wanted an HRC victory. A lot playing out, a lot going on. I'm going to show you this clip in a moment. President Trump speaking in Wisconsin. Before we go there, I want to remind you we're at andweknow.com, our website, folks. You can find everything you need about us there. Also, you can find all of our gear there. You can find many items like sweatshirts, hoodies, accessories, hats, tees, and tanks. We have you covered. Give the gift of truth with And We Know. Get this gear, folks. I'm telling you, you'll have folks walk up to you and say, look, I watched that channel too. You'll have new friends. It is absolutely amazing. Here's more great pictures of patriots wearing our gear.
Let's drop bombs. Let's kill everybody. That's what they say. Let's go and kill everybody. $1 million a bomb. Each bomb, average price, $1 million. Let's bomb the hell out of these countries that don't want to be bombed. You can make a deal. I made deals. You know, we never got into a war with me. I beat ISIS in record time. We never got into a war. With this guy, you'll end up in World War III. You'll end up in World War III. I'll tell you what, this next 6 months is going to be very scary. You could end up in World War III with this person, and there's a grossly incompetent man.
Grossly incompetent man. You could end up in World War III. He's given you the talking points to let you know just exactly how they were going to play this thing out for all of us in our country, across this entire earth. And we're being taken to the precipice. Bruno Omlin had this, I thought was amazing. The head of the snake, the deep state, a malevolent force orchestrating a web of manipulation and deceit. The sinister entity thrives on generating fear, never-ending wars, and fostering divisions among us. Much like a relentless machine fueled by money and terror, it even seeks to extend its influence, not by actually reaching distant planets, but by pretending to have the capability to do so, wasting trillions of taxpayers' money on fake and utterly useless research. Amen to that. The same concept of creating a problem and forcing the solution onto the people is used in the pharmaceutical, climate, and legal systems. All are evil and fraudulent. All are evil and fraudulent. Okay? So they're working overtime trying to destroy our weather and more.
The light, look, oh, just...
I wanted to show you this real fast while I'm talking. I saw, glanced over and saw this. Look at what they're doing when they push this radar stuff out on us.
Watch these towers and these stations. This is not weather. This is not rain. The light, look, oh, did you see that huge burst coming out of Nevada? Hang on, we're gonna stop it there. Hang on. Boom. Did you see that? Let's back it up here. Stop it and back it up. What the hell's going on in Nevada, folks? Do you see this? This is insane.
You can see them just pushing radar out, and he's catching it. And look at how it happens across the whole United States. Watch. From the lower states, you'll see it just shoot all the way across. Boom. All the way across. And it's like they're microwaving us. And they've in another report that I had didn't save the bookmark, but I tell you what, somebody was showing that from 9/11 at night till 9/11 in the morning, they're shooting this microwave type activity across the lower United States, all the way across, pulsating. What are they up to? Through its creation of millions of jobs, it maintains its grip on power and control, ensnaring both its subordinates and the unsuspecting populace in a web of corruption and oppression. It always creates the problem for which they offer the sole solution and force everybody to accept it, or risk being censored, punished, imprisoned, or even killed. Much like the devil demanding payment of indulgences, or the virus for which the vaccine is the only remedy, right? That's what they tell us. This forces us into a victimless Stockholm syndrome. It uses religion, race, and social injustice to sow division among us, much like a divisive wedge driven into the heart of society. The deep state further tightens its hold through the corruption of legal systems, ensuring that dissent is silenced and opposition crushed, much like a shadowy puppeteer manipulating the strings of justice. Fabricating the crisis such as climate change and disease, it uses fear and manipulation to maintain its hold on power, much like a malevolent alchemist turning hope into despair. By manufacturing problems and dictating singular solutions, it exercises absolute control, we're talking about the deep state, over the populace, stifling alternative perspectives and suppressing dissent, much like a totalitarian regime imposing its will on the masses. This tyrannical fascism, in its most insidious form, poisons the very fabric of society, sowing seeds of fear and hatred and distorting the principles of justice and freedom, much like a devil offering sin and indulgence in the guise of holy water. You catch this? You know, it's hundreds of demonstrators turned out in Boston to protest the Massachusetts State House's rejection of an amendment to a bill that would have given homeless veterans priority.
Well, Jen, today's rally at the State House was billed as a close-the-border rally, and it turned out much larger than initially predicted. In fact, they were expecting a couple of hundred people. It turned out more than 1,000 people packed in here in front of the State House, with many holding Trump 24 signs. And many veterans showed up demanding local, state, and federal resources currently being spent on migrants should be spent on veteran services.
I think now what you're seeing with inflation, you're seeing now that all of these scarce resources are being used, say, to house, shelter, feed illegals, while so many Americans are struggling to get by. People are saying enough is enough.
We also need the federal government to step up here and make sure that they are, you know, when we're talking about our border, it really is a federal issue. And Congress has been in such a stalemate, they haven't been able to get anything done.
More wake-up call. More people looking for leadership. Somebody showed this video, The Darkness Falls. We need to either go back in time or correct this timeline properly in 2024 to ensure the right person leads this country. There's President Trump leading, talking to veterans. We need our hero president back, or some of the comments. Two warriors showing each other respect. Now that's a president. Folks were commenting on this. Look at President Trump's sympathetic face as he watches this soldier, trying to imagine what he went through, which led him to this current state. He doesn't want any wars on this planet. He just wants people to stop dying and live in harmony. That's President Trump. Now, again, I'll remind you, I have to say this all the time because there's new viewers that will come along and say, oh, you guys are worshiping Trump. Oh, this is a Trump channel. No, I'm telling you, when I saw him for the first time, when I was finally trying to learn what this was all about, when he was given speech in 2015, I listened to the speech in full and I felt like, I think this guy means what he says. He speaks my language. I'm frustrated. And it started a huge part of my wake up through the years of making me realize something's happening. Folks are going to start waking up. Here we are, 2024, taking immigrants, placing them in cities, and you can see the frustration of the people. And Staten Island, New York residents confront Mayor Adams.
Good evening, Mayor. How are you? My name is Tony Ann.
How are you?
I'm good. So about 5 minutes ago, you mentioned that it was un-American not allowing the migrants to work.
Yes.
There are thousands of New York City employees who were terminated over a vaccine. My question to you is, why are you still fighting us in court? It's not about the vaccine. That's over and done with, right? But why is New York City still fighting the thousands and thousands of us that are still out of work?
Yep, give all the migrants the money and give them work, but you're forcing us to take the jabs. You forced us out of work because we wouldn't take this poison. And here we are, huh? Take that. They lied to you. Biden regime issues a rule change to give taxpayer-funded Obamacare to illegal aliens. Obama promised this would never happen. Yeah, May 3rd, 2024, from Gateway Pundit. New Yorkers are fed up.
My message is close the border, vet these people. Like, how come they get to cut the line in front of millions of people waiting? They're waiting to come to America the right way, but they get, like, pushed in front, the migrants, the illegal migrants. They get everything. They put them first, put Americans last. We need to be America first, not Americans last.
Do you think that AOC was responsive to messages like this?
No, she cut her little press conference early because of us. She kept on talking the same thing. Housing for migrants, work for migrants. But what about our homeless veterans? What about our homeless Americans? She puts the migrants first, us last.
Mm-hmm. Do you think folks are waking up? Do we keep playing these clips over and over again? It's not just America where we're having issues with the migrants, folks. I mean, there's a lot of folks that listen in from other countries. You got this mayor, Muslim child fancier, Sadiq Khan. He won a rigged election in London. Yeah, they rig them all. He'll be corrupt, useless mayor for another 4 years. 4 years, there'll be no more British people in London. It will be Pakistani slum. That delayed overnight count worked its magic, right? They always have a delayed count. And so the mayor of London is Muslim. Lawrence Fox is showing this. The mayor of Birmingham is a Muslim. The mayor of Leeds is Muslim. Mayor of Blackburn. The mayor of Sheffield. The mayor of Oxford. The mayor of Luton. Of Oldham. Of Rochdale. All this was achieved by only 4 million Muslims out of 66 million people in England. Yep. So 4 million out of 66 were able to bring them in. Today, there are over 3,000 mosques in England. There are over 130 Sharia courts. Different law system. There are more than 50 Sharia councils. Sharia law. 78% of Muslim women do not work, receive state support and free accommodation. 63% of Muslims do not work, receive state support and free housing. State-supported Muslim families with an average of 68 children receive free accommodation. Now, every school in the UK is required to teach lessons about Islam? Has anyone ever been given an opportunity to vote for this? What happens when you're having discussions? You know, you want to interfere in a UK local election? Well, shout, go in there and shout Allah Akbar. So they attempt to stop the votes being counted while waving a Palestinian flag at Leeds City Council building. There you go. A clip that played out from right here on CBN News showing what they want.
Britain is Darul Haram because they are, you know, anathema to God's law. They're not implementing it. They're violating his sanctity. And therefore, this is war against Allah and his messenger. We are obliged as Muslims to take the authority away from the people who have it and implement the Sharia. Now, I hope that can come in a very peaceful way. I hope that we can do that in a way, you know, where there's no bloodshed.
I hope that we can do it in a way where there's no bloodshed. We're going to switch everything to Sharia law. Yeah. Implementation of Sharia will be facilitated by Muslims attaining positions of power and authority in Britain. Sanjem Chaudhary says, school children are converting to Islam out of fear in German schools. Study warns Christians feel they are outsiders and are desperate to try and fit in since huge migrant influx. 67.8% of students believe the Quran is more important than the laws in Germany. This is Germany. 45.6% think the Islamic theocracy is the best form of government. 35.3% said that they can understand violence against people who insult Allah or the Prophet Muhammad. What do you guys think about all this? Put in the below the video. Share your thoughts. Strange, huh? What's been going on throughout our entire earth? What they've been doing to us physically and mentally. LT Pet Club 247, you guys know we've done the interview with them. Many, because of our interview with them, have grabbed the Coriolis pills. They've grabbed the Mush Puppies and more. Cindy Mush Puppies Plus is what she got after one bag of these to her 10-year-old female boykin. She was back to her bouncy self and her recovery time was back too. My husband commented on having our Goldie back. Goldie only knows one speed and that's full speed. She's back. Jan took Enforce for humans. I started taking Enforce after two different cancers. I needed to boost my immunity and my lab work is better. And I feel so much better. I've been exposed to so many relatives with colds and flu and haven't gotten sick with anything since taking these. Nevsky, Enforce Plus for humans. I'm 61. I've been battling moderately high blood pressure for 20 years. My doctor prescribed BP meds that they made my ankles swell up. I started taking Enforce Plus 2. That's from LTPetClub247.com. Below the description, below this video. Started taking it 2 months ago for a better immune system, and to my surprise, my blood pressure is now normal. I was so surprised at the drop. I did not believe my own blood pressure machine, so I had to check it at my local clinic. And I look forward for my doctor to bug me about not taking their prescribed medication anymore. How about that, huh? Man, a lot of folks are waking up. They're grabbing stuff that we would have never heard of, probably on mainstream media, on the major stations and more. But here we go, folks. Things have just been so amazing on this wake-up call. So as we head over to more of things that have been happening, you guys remember the Lahaina Maui fire? Check out what happened on Joe Rogan's show.
The head of Maui's emergency response division, they released his text exchanges that he had with his assistant.
This is Tulsi Gabbard.
Who was telling him, and he's like, what's going on with the fire? LOL. And the assistant responding saying, ha ha ha, this place is like a circus. Their exchange was so disturbing, doesn't even put it lightly, when you know there are people who are being burned to ash, burned alive in their community, and their text exchange is like, oh, ha ha ha, is the fire still going? LOL, yup, now it's going in another place. I couldn't believe it when I read it. And this was the same guy, Herman Undaya is his name. He didn't show up and show his face publicly until like 7 days after the fire. And then he went and he did one press conference and then he quit and resigned. But there has not yet, and I hope investigations are ongoing, there has not been any kind of accountability at the various failure points that existed in this response.
If the government wanted to take over that land, the best way to do it is to drag this out and make it so that people
exactly
quit.
Have no other choice.
They have nothing to do. They can't do anything. Yeah. And they just tell stories about it. You know, yeah. We used to own that land.
Right.
Just make them wait it out for years so they can create these smart cities. Remember they had the 2023 participating cities from May 8th to 10th, 2024, Raleigh, North Carolina. They had this list of the cities on the website that they want 15-minute cities. So they burn them down. They cause all kinds of chaos. And eventually they get what they want. Here's a list. I'm showing it to you on your screen. One of those was in Hawaii. Did they give them any funding to help them rebuild their city? Well, no. Let's see. They gave $12 billion supposedly to Hawaii, but Ukraine got $170 billion. So if you're looking at your screen, $170 billion, you got the really nice cars there in Ukraine just driving down the freeway, having a blast, and then you've got all the burned cars in Hawaii. Throw $170 billion to a place that really didn't seem to be going through much. But that's what the mainstream media tells us. How come we don't have embedded media over there constantly giving us updates with all this money's being spent to this war? No, they're not doing that, are they? It wasn't so much the government that wanted the land of Hawaii. The Hollyweirds, Oprah and her buddy Dwayne Johnson, were in on it. Oprah had just purchased 800 acres before it began, and then someone investigated, wrote this book. Remember? Fire and Fury, the story of the 2023 Maui fire and its implications for climate change. Remember, it showed up on Amazon, sold online 2 days after the fire. How's that even happen? All these investigations, but no one ever pays attention. Other things that happen in front of us are these.
It is indeed my privilege. It is indeed my honor to introduce a champion for working people at this time.
So anyway, she's introducing this Kamala. Let's see what she says.
American vaccinated. Because we know getting vaccinated is the single best defense against COVID-19. And here's how I know. Virtually every person who is in the hospital sick with COVID-19 is unvaccinated. I'm going to repeat that.
Of course, that's a lie.
Virtually every person who has recently died was unvaccinated.
Another lie.
So if you have not yet been vaccinated, you know, some people said, I'm going to wait. I want to wait and see how this all turns out, how everybody else is doing with it, right? It's time. It's time. I do believe that the act of getting vaccinated is the very essence of what the Bible tells us. That's what this is about. And so by getting vaccinated, you are loving your neighbor.
So she's using the Bible.
It's time.
It's time, huh? Yeah, let's go go to the Bible, folks, and find out where it says that a man-made scientific product should be placed inside of your body. Where pharmakia in the Bible is supposed to be used. Oh, I know where it says that. It's in Revelation, where sorcery would be used in the last days to trick the people, right? But that word sorcery is pharmakia, pharmacy. The drug industry, big pharma. New York Times spent years attacking anyone who had questions about the COVID vaccines, misinformation, they said. Now they're suddenly reporting on these very issues surrounding the vaccines. How many times did it need to be proven that these people lied about everything? Remember, New York Times then, despite outbreaks among unvaccinated Fox News hosts, smears shots. Inside the White House, Facebook rift over vaccine misinformation. Remember? No, athletes are not dying from COVID-19 vaccines. Remember all that? But now the New York Times changes their tune. The side effects of COVID vaccines. Thousands of Americans have filed vaccine injury claims with the federal government. Thousands believe COVID vaccines harm them. Is anyone listening? Huh.
You can give the whole world a shot, but you still got people starving and up. Yeah, see, ain't nobody saying nothing. Oh, you got to take this shot. You better take it. It's to save your life, and it's free. We're giving it free because it's to save everybody's life. If it's to save life, why ain't chemotherapy free? Why ain't insulin free? If it's to save everybody's life. So it's to save my life. But you got people dying of malnutrition. And we can't plant a garden over there, but we can send shots everywhere around the world. Somebody better open their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Open your eyes. Very good. Common sense there, huh? So it's free. We're trying to save your life. Why isn't everything else free if they're trying to save your life? Interesting, because the World Economic Forum admitted the COVID pandemic was a globalist hoax that sought to eliminate cash and force the public to accept central bank digital currencies and digital IDs.
Right now is many of our payments are digital. The truth is, I said that we're in a hybrid model. There's less and less use of cash. Mm. And I think that from predominantly digital with a little physical, I think the transition to fully digital is not going to be a stretch. People are used to it, people have engaged in it, and circumstances did help. Is adoption rates increased because of COVID.
Yeah.
This is where contactless mm-hmm. started to become something of a necessity, something of a safety, something of a requirement. And because of that, there is very little resistance. Trust is already there. We just need to build it in a way that makes sure that we safeguard the risks. Cybersecurity risk is a must, and it needs to be dealt with at the national level. Mm-hmm. And there's to counter cybersecurity risk, you need to continue to invest, you need to continue to collaborate, and you need to continue to train. With those three things, we've done it in the past. I think we should be able to manage these risks.
Oh, they want a cashless society that will bring in a two-tiered system, one for the general public and another for only global elites, corporations, and politicians. Huh. How did they figure this all out? Years in the making, right? They had to figure it out, didn't they? And so as we enter this strange world, we wonder sometimes if the young folks will ever be able to support the things that are happening on this earth. Well, they've got different podcasts out there. One of them, At Whatever, I've showed you Charlie Kirk on this show when he answered the young ladies in a magnificent way. One of these things played out here recently and I thought was important. Well, they all sit around and they banter and they cuss and say very, very degrading things about, mostly leftist things, and then the conservatives give their point of view, and they talk back and forth. I found this one pretty amazing as we come to a close of this.
Are you an atheist?
I'm open to Christianity and Buddhism right now. There's a lot of evidence that Jesus is God and that his claims are true and the things he says about himself are true.
Heaps of evidence.
Just looking at the Bible, there are 73 books that were written over the course of 1,500 years in three different continents by over 40 authors. Some of them lived in different generations and didn't have any contact with each other whatsoever. Yet they came together to form this one congruent story. Jesus has fulfilled over 300 Old Testament messianic prophecies, and the probability, since you said you're more scientifically minded, of somebody fulfilling even 8 messianic prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 17th power, which is 1 with 17 zeros behind it. If you were able to fill up coins on the ground, you would fill up the state of Texas 2 feet deep. 48 prophecies is 1 in 10 to the 157th power. So if you lined up electrons, it would take you 19 million years to count all of those electrons. Basically to say, It's humanly impossible, statistically impossible, for anybody to fulfill those prophecies, yet Jesus did. Jesus fulfilled over 300.
They're applauding. Good to have the facts. Be ready to stand yourself and be approved. Give an answer to those things when they come against you. And this was brilliant. It's good to hear somebody who does the research, studies, gets prepared for these podcasts, and goes on and gives it in a very calm, very interesting way, and said it, I think, brilliantly. Hey, you're into science. You're scientifically minded. Let me give you the scientific facts, right? The numbers. That's what you really want. And that's what she did. These are young folks, young podcasters, and there's a different system out there to reach those who need to hear the truth. And I love it. We've been bombarded with so much. I've shared with you a lot of facts, a lot of things to kind of think through, right, today. It's very difficult as we've been looking, I mean, at the jabs. It's hard for us to imagine what these vaccines have done to so many people around this earth. I've shared it with you over and over again. But it's the hardest part for me to get over, because they're saying we're in that 3 to 5 year time frame when things are not going to look good for folks. And so we have to live in a state of prayer for them, because many were tricked into taking these shots. There's RSV that's hitting the younger kids. Tragic news for people that have had to deal with the jabs. They said they got jabbed, they gave it to their children. Next thing you know, their child on social media, they had to announce, is gone. Another one bragged about getting the jab on social media. Sister-in-law passed away suddenly while on a cruise. Another one, I've been fully jabbed. Well, next thing you know, on social media, they shared, they're gone. So young, just one young person after another. We've had more than 2,000 professional athletes now just pass away or have heart problems where they have to retire young at the age of 20, 23, 25, and more. And that's the biggest thing for me on all of this, is just understanding what they've done and how they've lied to us. What a battle we've been involved in, an information war. And I was thinking about this and wondering, you know, sometimes how it hurts so much what the enemy has been doing to us, the spiritual warfare that we're in. And I like this common sense IQ test stuff that they put out. I used to write poems myself, used to love doing that, especially when I went to a small Christian school for a few years when I was in middle school before I went back to public school. It's really good in establishing the foundation that we have today with And We Know. But I'm going to play this song, and I'm going to read this poem at the same time as we close out, okay? And this is from Jamie Johnson, Lead Me Home, live at Farm Aid 2021.
My last tomorrow, I am holding my last breath. Goodbye, sweet world of sorrow. My new life begins with death. I am standing mountain.
Vibrations eternal, our brain's barrier breached, puncturing the senses, swabs nasally reached. Stay with me on this, I'll weave it together, our mind, body, and soul, interconnectedly tether. The level of attack consistently arriving, the stagnant, the mind, the mission they're driving. Our bodies are a temple, an ecosystem of self, thus the consumption they label as health. Diluting the ability through veins and toxins mutes the mind's capacity through metallurgic concoctions. Environmental and internal, severing the connections, our pineal gland's purpose ignites the soul's reflections. I've said it before and I'll say it again, dominion of the soul, spiritual war we are in. Transmuting our systems like a computer virus, operating low capacity, what breaks down inside us. Attacked from every angle, unrelentingly they try to poison the mind so the soul will die. Negative thoughts used, bombardment surround. Fear and pure hatred is how we are bound. Powerful is the process, 24/7 we're swarmed. By evil incarnate, their mission is formed. Keep minds in a state where anger and confusion, you'll talk to yourself with negative delusion. Further and further your soul slips away, making it easier for darkness to sway. Imagine our power, the way we're created, if the mind, body, and soul eliminated the word hated. We'd be the vessels of life God designed us to be, where our soul illuminated and our minds would be free. Fractal is a word which proves this as true. Our bodies identical to nature's root system's view. We are divine creations, our souls under attack. Armored daily protects purpose, absorbing each impact. At Common Sense IQ Test was putting this together. Amazing.
I am standing on the mountain. I can hear the angel song. I am reaching over Jordan. Take my hand. Lord, lead me home. Take my hand. Lord, lead me home.
Thank you all for supporting. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for the reminder of how amazing it is to hear someone sing about going home. Think of David and how he played that harp, and it brought so much rest to the soul of a king in distress named Saul. And yet you took that musician and you made him a leader, a man after God's own heart. And we ask and pray that you would continue to mold our hearts and our minds and our very souls to be aware of what you're doing with our neighbors, with our friends, with those that are hurting, with those that have possibly taken a jab that was filled with concoctions that are damaging them day in and day out. Could you use us to bring them hope. Hope of the day that they take their last breath, that they would know they were going to be with you forever and ever. We know that the time on this earth is just a like a breath, it's just a smoke going in the air and just dissipating. Here today, gone tomorrow. So many things that we're battling in this information war, but most of all the spiritual war. It's good versus evil. We're catching on. We understand even more so how the enemy has so many millions that follow him, that want to do us harm, that don't want the truth of the real gospel, of the real true Father, giving his son, Yeshua, for all of us. We ask that you continue to guide and protect us, protect our families on this journey before we go home. In the name of our Savior, Yeshua, I pray. Amen. Folks, I hope you have a good remainder of this week. I hope that, I just want to thank you for supporting us. Thank you for those that aren't upset or constantly worried, that you're waking up. And I just appreciate your support. Thank you for hitting the follow button, the share button, and the like button. Really helps us out. And again, I just want to express my gratitude to all of those out there. Without you, we wouldn't be here today. For now, this is LT saying Semper Fi with Then We Know. Signing out.